Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
Ships in federal districts all across the country. Out of concern of a backlog of cases in the courts, the measure was passed by a bipartisan Senate majority over the summer with the White House's support. In the wake of the election, it passed the GOP-controlled House. President Biden's decision to reverse course and veto the bill deprives President-elect Trump of the opportunity to fill 66 newly created vacancies on the federal bench.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy in Washington. In Topeka, the Salvation Army reports one of its bell ringers was hit by what was believed to be a stray bullet hitting the shoulder. He's hospitalized. Police are investigating. Someone might have become a Christmas billionaire. The Mega Millions jackpot hit an estimated $1 billion before the Christmas Eve drawing. The numbers 11, 14, 38, 45, 46, and the gold Mega Ball 3. This is ABC News. The movie studio that put out It Ends With Us is standing in support of star Blake Lively, who's suing director and former co-star Justin Baldoni, asserting sexual harassment during filming.
Sony Pictures throwing its support behind the superstar actress, a spokesperson writing in a statement, "We have previously expressed our support for Blake in connection with her work on and for the film. We fully and firmly reiterate that support today," adding, "We strongly condemn any reputational attacks on her."
ABC. She's Melissa Adan. Season's greetings from 200 miles up.
It's a great time of year up here.
Astronaut Sonny Williams aboard the International Space Station. Butch Wilmore and her have been there since what was supposed to be a two-week trip in June.
We get to spend it with all of our family up on the International Space Station. There's seven of us up here, and so we're going to get to enjoy company together.
Williams and Wilmore scheduled to return to Earth in March. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
Today's forecast calls for temperatures to be at around the mid-30s, cloudy and calm today. For Wednesday night, cloudy and fog, patchy freezing mist possible, a low of 28. Thursday, also 41 for a high with fog and drizzle at times, and some rain possible Friday and a high of 44. Mid to upper 40s on Saturday with some showers possible in the morning hours, and a high of 45 with light sprinkles on Sunday. Our daytime high yesterday was 34 here at the studios in Richland Center. Right now, south to southwest winds are at 2 miles per hour, and it is 13 degrees. Good morning and Merry Christmas. It is time for us to start the broadcast day. Today, Wednesday, December 25th.
Sin and error pining. Christ was born. Slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise his holy.
We start the day in a positive way with Colin Ray and Oh Holy Night. Before that, our national anthem played by Leonard Slotkin in the orchestra. Yours truly, Phil Nee, down the old trail and ready to keep you company with the Light in the Milk House show. I did not see Santa Claus. I thought maybe we'd cross paths. So either he didn't make it to my house yet, or I was a bad little boy. We'll see. But anyway, it is great to be with you today. A few less travelers on the road this morning, that's for sure. It was almost like a ghost town, far different than a regular day, that's for sure. Everybody getting ready for the whatever they've got planned today, family and friends, hopefully, maybe some gift wrapping, or maybe just listening to the radio. Thank you so much. We appreciate that very much. Here's a story from Michael Martin Murphy.
Way out in West Texas, where the Clear Fork waters flow, where the cattle are browsing and them Spanish ponies grow, and the northers come a-whistling and the old dust devils roll, and the prairie dogs are sneezing and a-freezing from the cold, where the lonesome tawny prairies melt into the airy streams, and the double mountains slumber in heavenly kinds of dreams, where the antelope are grazing and the lonely plovers call. It was there that I attended the cowboy's Christmas ball. The music was a fiddle and a lively tambourine, and a big bass violin ported by stage from Abilene. The room was togged out gorgeous with mistletoe and shawl, and the candle flickered frescoes all around the merry walls. The women folks look lonely and the boys look kind of treed, till the leader commenced to yelling, "Hey boys, let's all stampede." And the music started sighing and wailing through the hall as a kind of introduction to the cowboy's Christmas ball. Oh, leader was a fella that come from Swenson's Ranch. They called him Windy Bill from a little dead man's branch. When he commenced to holler, "Now fellas, take your pen. Lock horns with all them heifers and rustle them just like men. Salute them lovely critters, now swing them and let them go. And climb the grapevine round and round, now boys, all do-si-do. You mavericks, join the roundup, just skip the waterfall. Boy, it was getting active at the Cowboys' Christmas ball." Oh, gosh. Tolerable skittish and the ladies powerful neat. That old bass violin music made us jump in with both feet. That wailing whiskey fiddle I never will forget. And Windy Bill kept singing and I think I hear him yet. Oh yes, boy, chased them squirrels and I cut them to the side. Doc Hollis to the center and Crosby Charlie's bride. Put around that gentle kitten, now rope them and balance all. Hey, it was getting happy at the Cowboys' Christmas ball. The dust rose fast and furious till we all just galloped around. And the scenery got so dizzy that Z-Bar Dick went down. We buckled to our partners and told them to hold on. And shook our hooves like lightning until the early dawn. Don't tell me about cotillions and polkas, no siree. That whirling Anson City, it takes the cake for me. Oh boys, I won't forget you and I often will recall that lively gated soiree called the Cowboys' Christmas Ball. Oh no, I won't forget it, the Cowboys' Christmas Ball.
Time is here again like every year before. We'll hear Santa on the roof. He don't come through the door. He'll come down through the chimney with cheeks so rosy red. It's time for little boys and girls to be tucked in their beds. Don't look for Santa Claus, my mother used to say, 'cause if he sees you peeking, he'll just go away. So listen to your mom and dad, to every word they say. They will never lead you wrong in any kind of a way. Just close your eyes and go to sleep with haste and no delay. And your presents he will bring on this Christmas day. Santa Claus, my mother used to say, 'cause if he sees you peeking, he'll just go away. So listen to your mom and dad, to every word they say. They will never lead you wrong in any kind of way. Just close your eyes and go to sleep with haste and no delay. And your presents he will bring on this Christmas day. And your presents he will bring on this Christmas day.
Charlie Pride, that's called Santa and the Kids, here on WRCO Radio. Like the Milk House Show, shining the light on today and getting you ready. It should be a good commute if you have to go somewhere today around the... Well, we'll see. Maybe getting some family and friends, or maybe them coming to you, whatever the case might be. Looks like it's all full speed ahead today. Also, a reminder that Richland Center Sanitary Landfill will be closed today and next week on the first of the year, January 1st. And the Brewer Public Library will be closed today and also on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day for the holiday. Due to the holidays, the winter market will not be held today or next Wednesday. That will resume and will be held coming up the second and fourth Wednesdays in January. The Richland Community Food Pantry will be closed today and next week on January 1st. The pantry, however, will be open coming up this Friday from 4
until 5:30. Those important reminders today from our community calendar.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day, to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day, to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
In Bethlehem in Israel, this blessed babe was born, laid within a manger upon this blessed morn. The witch's mother Mary did nothing take in scorn. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day, to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Pentatonics on WRCO. Hey, there you go. A little aerobic polka is right around the bend here today as we keep you company on this December 25th. Merry Christmas.
Don't forget, you can find all of your craft supplies at the Creative Outlet. This week, you will get 50% off all individual scrapbooking papers until January 4th.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Boscobel Pharmacy gives the best care for the best you. With excellent service, a dedicated and experienced staff is ready to meet your home health care needs. Total Project specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions throughout Southwest Wisconsin. Stop by Utter Brothers Creamery, new location at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel, the former DQ building, and try one of their many new food items.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from all of us here at Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists in Boscobel.
An update on sports today is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Milwaukee is looking to prolong a three-game home win streak with a game against Brooklyn coming up on Thursday night. The Bucks, though snubbed, and did not get asked to play on Christmas Day. There are several NBA games, including San Antonio at New York, Minnesota at Dallas, Philadelphia at Boston, the Lakers at Golden State, and Denver at Phoenix. Lots of college basketball today as well, including Oregon State and Nebraska in the Honolulu Championship today. And a couple of NFL games. That's right, on Christmas Day,
And both available on Netflix, I believe. Kansas City plays at Pittsburgh, kickoff time at noon, followed by Baltimore at Houston at 3:30. And Caitlin Clark has been named the AP Female Athlete of the Year after raising the profile of women's basketball to unprecedented levels over the course of the last year. That's a look at sports, courtesy of the Sports Boosters.
Eastside BP, open at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 on Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, and a touch-free or self-serve car wash. Philbeck Family of Dealerships sells the best in new and pre-owned cars and trucks. The customer is first with Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Highland, Boscobel, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien. And call Gander's Cleaning Service, your certified carpet cleaning technicians for carpet and upholstery steam cleaning and janitorial services.
522, 13 degrees. The newest forecast calls for a dense fog advisory for Sauk County for a little bit longer yet this morning. But certainly some fog has been the rule over the course of the last several hours. Mainly cloudy today and quiet with temperatures to reach the low 30s. Well, right now, before you get ready for the big Christmas dinner, maybe we need to work it out. Do a little workout this morning with the aerobic polka. There we go.
This is Christmas season, so there isn't any reason we can't dance the Christmas polka. Here's sleigh bells ringing, everybody singing, dancing the Christmas polka. Christmas trees and holly make everyone so jolly, and love just fills the air. It's a wonderful world for a boy and a girl while dancing the Christmas polka. Let's dance. Everyone's so happy. The air is filled with romance. Watch the sweethearts kissing as they dance neath the mistletoe. It's a sight to behold for the young and the old. The Merry Christmas Polka. So there isn't any reason we can't dance the Christmas polka. Here's sleigh bells ringing, everybody singing, dancing the Christmas polka. Christmas trees and holly make everyone so jolly, and love just fills the air. It's a wonderful world for a boy and a girl while dancing the Christmas polka.
Oh, yes, Jim Reeves. That hurt a little bit, but yeah, we're back and ready for the rest of the day here, and maybe for me to tear into my presents later on today. We'll see. I might be kind of optimistic there, but I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully, I got some toys and not just socks, but whatever. You got to be grateful, right? Probably won't get an old toy train. Here are the Statler Brothers on the Milk House Show.
Old toy trains,
little toy tracks,
little boy toys,
coming from a sack,
carried by a man,
dressed in white and red.
Little boy,
don't you think it's time you were in bed? Close your eyes,
listen to the sky.
Trains,
little toy tracks,
little boy
t- a sack, carried by a man dressed in white and red. Little boy, don't you think it's time you were in bed?
Certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. No. That glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's all-gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing, and the whole world give back the song which now the angels sing. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. The wonders of his love, the wonders of his love, the wonders of his love, heaven and nature sing.
And Quicksilver and a medley of Christmas hymns right there. It is 5:30. We're at 13 degrees here in Richland Center on the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. We have everything you need for all your snow blowing and shoveling needs this winter. Gas and electric snow blowers, single or two-stage. Plus, we have shovels, ice melt, and Carhartt in Milwaukee clothing to keep you warm while you're playing in the snow. We carry all these and many other products in both our Muscadet and Richland Center stores. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
I'm Nicole Huswip with Agribusiness News. I'm Brownfield. Pioneer brand Power Core Enlist Corn. Strong defense to beat above-ground pests. Your best year starts with Pioneer brand Power Core Enlist Corn. The American Coalition for Ethanol is hopeful sustainable aviation fuel tax credits will continue under the next administration. CEO Brian Jennings says there is concern President-elect Trump will do away with the Inflation Reduction Act policies, including the 45Z tax credit.
We believe Speaker Johnson when he says that the Republican Congress is going to use a scalpel, not a sledgehammer, in terms of looking at the IRA. And we think 45Z is a tax credit that has bipartisan support.
He tells Brownfield the industry needs certainty.
And we'll continue to work hard to not only keep 45Z intact, but frankly extend it. It only has 3 calendar years right now in statute.
Emily Score, the CEO of Growth Energy, says clean fuel production tax credits have an uncertain future.
We do know that Mr. Trump campaigned and won, and a lot of Republicans campaigned and won on maybe repealing or modifying the Inflation Reduction Act. These tax credits are part of the Inflation Reduction Act, so we know that was the campaign conversation.
But Score says there is some optimism within the industry.
These investments are in primarily red GOP districts and states, and we know that we have a core group of Republican champions that understand, I may not support the entirety of this IRA, but these biofuel tax credits, they make sense for the rural economy.
Lastly, how do you grow a Christmas tree? Real Christmas Tree Board Executive Director Marcia Gray tells Brownfield, growers are starting to share their story.
So many young people are so far removed from a farm. They don't live in a place where we grow Christmas trees, or their school may not be able to afford to go on a field trip to a farm. So we partnered with a company and we offered 2 virtual farm tours this year.
She says thousands of students were able to visit the farms live ahead of Christmas, and the tours are now available online for anyone who wants to learn about where their Christmas tree comes from.
We toured a farm in Michigan that's also a seedling nursery, so we learned all about the seed, the cone, and starting the trees out. And we toured a farm in Oregon, one of our largest production state with big numbers, lots of trees.
Michigan host Jerry Peterson shared with students how he discovered the business after college working for a nursery.
I had no idea that this industry even existed, but I know the first year that I was there and I kind of helped plant the seed, and I watched those trees, those seeds germinate, and those little trees start to grow, I was hooked. I just thought it was a very unique thing. I've been fortunate enough to be able to stay in this industry my whole life.
I'm Nicole Huswip with Brownfield.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Looking for signs of herd expansion. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. CattleCon is headed to San Antonio February 4th through the 6th. Visit convention.ncba.org to get registered and be part of the cattle and beef industry's largest gathering. The USDA remains closed in observance of the Christmas holiday. January will be the next time the beef industry gets an accurate look at what's happening with the U.S. cattle herd. University of Missouri Professor Emeritus Scott Brown says he continues to watch the USDA's beef cow slaughter data for any insight on herd expansion.
When we look at the November beef cow slaughter numbers, so 236,000 head, that was down nearly 31% relative to November of 2023. Reminds me to say, I think we've been seeing beef cow slaughter continuing to move lower relative to year ago levels as we've gone here the past couple of months. Maybe that's some indication that we're talking about building. When you look at year to date numbers, down 585,000 head year to date, or 18%. I think that's, again, indicative of just what's been happening of late. Now, I often look at what's beef cow slaughter relative to beginning inventory. And when you look at 2024, year to date, we're talking about roughly 9.2% of beginning beef cow inventory that beef cow slaughter makes up for the first 11 months. We're getting a lot closer to perhaps talking about that's enough to stop at least stop the reduction. We would have been a little below 8% back in 2015, just for a point of comparison for a period of time that we grew fairly quickly in terms of beef cow inventory.
Brown says overall cattle slaughter has slowed as well.
Cattle slaughter in November was down 5.9%, while dressed weight's still higher. 868 pounds was cattle dressed weights for November. That's 3.3% above where it was a year ago. So we're starting to, I think, in some ways catch up with what had been higher dressed weights that we've seen for a number of months now.
I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcast. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab to the truck to the barn to the kitchen, AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Kitchen remodels are a popular building project. At Harchi Lumber, they can design a new kitchen layout and offer the Craftmade and Merillac Classic line of cabinets. But cabinets aren't only for the kitchen. Spruce up the storage space in your bathroom, craft room, home office, or even as an entertainment center. Finish off your cabinets with a countertop that meets your needs and matches the decor. For all your cabinet needs, call 608-985-7207 or stop at Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with this closing farm break on Brownfield. Cash reporting will resume on December 26th. On Monday, direct cash cattle trade activity was typically quiet. Both buyers and sellers were busy preparing for business in the holiday shortened week ahead. Bids and asking prices didn't surface. Significant trade volumes likely going to hold out until later in the week. Box beef closed higher on moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 13 cents at $3.1598. Select was 84 cents higher at $2.8675. Cash hogs closed higher Monday with a solid negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct up 261 with a weighted average of $79.56. The Iowa, Minnesota, and the Western Corn Belt both had no comparison, but weighted averages of $79.60 and $79.56. Pork values closed lower, down 266 at $94.62. Bellies, ribs, and hams were sharply lower. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Exploring the idea of climate-smart sheep today on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture has given the American Lamb Board $4 million for a Climate Smart Sheep Project. Lamb Board Chairman Jeff Ebert from St. George, Kansas, says sheep producers from around the country applied for the program.
Basically, we're going to monitor gas emissions, carbon sequestration, to put kind of a plan in place for other producers as well. Those producers that sign up and get selected, there'll be 150 producers selected, will be compensated for their time and trouble.
How can sheep be climate smart? Ebert says that depends on where and how the sheep are raised.
They're going to dig into their production practices, and it'll be different. And obviously, the Western Range is different than a farm flock production, so we've got to really focus in on different segments of our industry.
Some non-traditional grazing of sheep will likely be part of the program, says Ebert.
We're working not only with solar grazing companies, but also vineyards and just grazing in general. It's a way to embrace a different segment of our industry that sometimes doesn't know about the American Lamb Board or our producer association.
Ebert says the Climate Smart Grant can help sheep producers to adopt sustainable practices, enhance their farm's long-term productivity, and receive financial support to offset costs. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30, offering a range of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves. They also host feeder cattle sales every Friday morning at 9. This Friday, don't miss their combination sale featuring an all-Holstein and Angus cross sale. For more details, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020. Bloomington Livestock Exchange, where quality meets tradition.
I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield's Dairy Update. Consumers have had a strong appetite for butter in 2024. Dairy economist Corey Geiger with CoBank tells Brownfield consumption is up 11% in the U.S.
We're making more butter than we ever did in the United States, and amazingly, right now, through October, we have, as a country, imported 178 billion pounds of butter. So even though we're making record volume of butter, we're importing twice as much as we did 4 years ago.
He says the Kerrygold brand from Ireland is the largest importer of butter into the U.S.
Many of the European-style butters have about 82% butter fat, so just a little more cream, a little more flavor. There's some work being done by butter processors here in the United States to also make that type of product.
Geiger says butter prices were about 15% higher than 2023. For several months this year, butter now softening.
If you're a dairy producer, butter was over the $3 range from May through October. Butter prices have softened a little bit. And the reason they softened is we finally are starting to churn out enough butter.
Consumer butter prices set new national average retail highs in September.
$8 billion of new processing capacity coming online here through 2026, and half of that, $4 billion, is cheese and whey. And whey proteins, high-quality whey proteins, are in strong, strong demand in the U.S. and around the world.
Cash dairy prices were mostly lower on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange Tuesday with light trade. Dry whey was unchanged at 74 cents, blocks up a quarter of a cent at $1.86, barrels down 1 1/4 at $1.74, butter down 3 1/4 at $2.58, non-fat dry milk unchanged at $1.39 1/4 per hundredweight. I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield.
Hello everyone, I'm Brownfield anchor reporter Mark Dorenkamp. Growing up in a rural community in North Iowa, I watched as my family and others struggled farming in the 1980s, with my dad eventually leaving the farm to work at a local grain elevator. At that time, I wanted to get away from farming. But going on 20 years as a farm broadcaster, I've discovered a passion for telling stories about people like my dad. Thanks for letting me tell your story, too.
Hello, this is Chase Hessen with Timsek Auction Realty with their results and upcoming events. Large squares topped at $180 a ton and large rounds topped at $65 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for hay-related needs. Watch for upcoming online-only auctions. We have plenty coming up. Looking to buy or sell your real estate? Give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.timsekauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hessen. Have a great day.
On Monday, January 6th, 2025, join Partners for Prevention for the Community Dinner and Strength in Connections event at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. The evening kicks off at 5:30 p.m. with a delicious free dinner prepared by Jody Presch featuring roasted turkey, mashed potatoes, and all the fixings. After dinner, stay for an inspiring talk at 6:30 with parent coach Mary Gugisberg, who grew up in Waniwak. This special event is an opportunity for parents, caregivers, and community members to come together to explore how we can foster true belonging and strength in connections. There's no cost to attend, but please RSVP by January 2nd, 2025 by calling 647-6131, extension 1516, by the 2nd of January. Come for the meal, stay for the conversation, and leave feeling inspired to build a more connected, inclusive community. Don't miss the Community Dinner and Strength in Connections event Monday, January 6th at RCHS. Call today to reserve your spot, 647-6131, extension 1516.
Season's greetings. This is the time of year to reflect, rejoice, and renew. May your Christmas be filled with the love of family, the joy of friendship, and the spirit of the season. Here's to a new year that's even brighter than the last. Happy holidays and best wishes from Richland Family Prescription Center, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Heartland Christmas Trees, Meister Log and Lumber Company, and Julie's Tax Service.
Today, high temperatures in the low 30s. There could be a little bit of fog out there on your path today for a time. Otherwise, tonight, 26. There could be some freezing drizzle later on. And Thursday, cloudy and warmer with areas of fog and drizzle, a high of 38. South to southwest winds at 2, and we're at 14 degrees. In fact, this morning, our low temperature was 5. And the temperature has continually risen this morning, which is some good news that we can tell you. Thanks for joining us for the Light in the Milk Cow Show. Tony weighs in with more about the Christmas Day forecast in just a little bit.
All right, here we go.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend he's Parson Brown.
upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's all gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing. For lo, the days are hastening on, by prophets seen of old, when with the ever-circling years shall come the time foretold, when the
Eddie Arnold on the Light in the Milk House Show. We're at 14 degrees now at WRCO Studios, and we'll check in with weather in just a little bit. Drive carefully on your way out and about today as you cut through maybe a little bit of fog out there. Tony has details in just a moment.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
How about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. Here's another hint. Get $100 towards accessories with each smartphone purchase. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Verona.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
If you're thinking about buying a house or refinancing your current house, you need to write this number down, 738-8765. I repeat, 738-8765. This is Jason Schultz with the Schultz Mortgage Team. Rates are going to start coming down. And if you're one of the people that have been waiting to buy a house when rates come down, get pre-approved today, whether it's a VA loan for veterans, an FHA loan, a USDA, or a conventional loan, including first-time home buyers. You need to call 738-8765 and get pre-approved today and be ready when you find your next house.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work.
Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it looks like a quiet Christmas shaping up around here today. Just a little chilly, but certainly nothing unusual for late December. Lots of cloud cover across the region as well. There were some pockets of dense fog, mainly just to our east overnight, over south central through eastern Wisconsin, but that should be moving away. We are expecting, though, more fog to push in late tonight and tomorrow as mild and moist air works up from the south. This could lead to some scattered freezing drizzle later tonight, so keep that in mind for traveling. Temperatures should warm well above freezing by midday tomorrow, so just wet roadways at that point. The patchy drizzle should turn into more numerous rain showers by late tomorrow night and Friday as low pressure approaches from the southwest, and that system will be a slow mover, keeping us on the wet side through Saturday. Right now, it looks like we could see rain amounts of at least a quarter inch, maybe a few spots getting upwards of a half inch through Saturday evening, so it looks like our snowpack will be melting away. We do expect drier conditions Sunday and Monday, gradually some cooler weather building in next week as well. So today, mainly cloudy and quiet with a high near 32 with light east to southeast winds 2 to 5 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight with a chance of fog and freezing drizzle later, low at 26. Cloudy and warmer tomorrow with areas of fog and drizzle, high in the upper 30s. The east-southeast winds continue at 4 to 8. Fog and scattered light rain Thursday night, low 34. Friday, cloudy and mild with fog and occasional light rain, high up to 43. Saturday, dreary again, mild with off and on rain showers, high 46. Sunday, mostly cloudy, should be a much drier day, maybe just a few stray sprinkles, high at 42. Monday, partly or mostly cloudy, high of 40. There is a small chance of snow showers Monday night into Tuesday morning. Tuesday's high at 34. Hope you have a Merry Christmas. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Thanks, Tony. Currently at WRCO, we're at 14 degrees. That's all the way up after a low this morning of 5. Yesterday's high was 34. Well, records set on this day, 1982 and 2019, we matched it at 56 degrees. The record low, 29 below zero in the year 2000. Last year's high was 53 and the low 51. Sunset will happen at 4:31 this afternoon. This morning, Christmas morning sunrise at 7:33. South to southwest winds are at 2 miles per hour. Barometer is at 30.13. No precipitation today. And once again, it's 14 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, 14 degrees at 6 o'clock. This news update is sponsored by Richland Mobile Mart, the West Side Handy Stop, by the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions and services delivered with integrity and professionalism, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Christmas morning dawns with some people still trying to shake off their Christmas Eve travel problems. ABC's Ariel Reschef says a technical issue at American Airlines was partly to blame.
Are you flying American?
I am.
David Hamilton in Houston trying to get to Roanoke.
I was a little worried when I saw the news.